Penguin Random House Audio presents Foxcatcher, the true story of my brother's murder, John DuPont's madness, and the quest for Olympic gold by Mark Schultz with David Thomas. Read for you by Stephen Mendel. Prologue, January 26, 1996. Hi, Coach. Dave smiled and waved as he stepped toward John DuPont's silver Lincoln Town Car, coming to a stop in his driveway. PU Kids jotted in the palm of Dave's right hand. It was my brother's day to pick up his two kids from school, and he had just finished repairing his car radio with a few minutes to spare. DuPont, rolling down his window, didn't return the greeting. "You got a problem with me?" DuPont asked. He didn't give Dave a chance to answer. The first hollow-point bullet from DuPont's .44 Magnum revolver struck Dave's elbow. Perhaps he had raised his arms to cover himself, and continued its spiraling path through his heart and into his lungs. Dave cried out in pain and lunged forward, apparently hoping he could wrestle the gun away. Right arm still extended, DuPont squeezed the trigger again. The second bullet entered Dave's stomach, and did not stop until it had exited through his back, pierced through the back window of Dave's car, and shattered the front windshield. Dave crumpled, face first, onto the snow-covered driveway. His wife, who had been inside the house, started toward the front door after the first shot.
"John, stop!" Nancy shouted.
John, stepping out of his car, turned his gun toward her. She ducked back inside. John aimed the gun back at Dave as he crawled toward his car, a trail of red marking his path in the snow. "The bastard shot my dying brother in the back." My office phone rang. It was just another afternoon in the